Will God be mocked? Google DeepMind releases long-awaited AI model called Gemini, which it claims will be smarter and better than the human brain. It started in 2023, but 2024 may be the year that businesses and governments around the world fully turn over their operations to artificial intelligence. Many individuals will do likewise, not knowing they are surrendering their souls to an evil force. Google is poised to release its new Gemini program, which is much more powerful than ChatGPT. Gemini is the first AI model to outperform human experts on MMLU, Massive Multitask Language Understanding, one of the most popular methods to test the knowledge and problem-solving abilities of AI models. And tech gurus are saying AI will double the amount of information it can process every year, essentially doubling the intelligence of artificial intelligence. Check out this report from the mainstream corporate media and pay particular attention to what the expert says at the 3:35 mark. You heard what he said. They want to mimic what takes place in biology, meaning they are trying to get AI to be creative and regenerative. They seek to be like gods. Only God can create human life, but Satan is going to try in these last days to mimic that creative ability in what will become part of the end time deception. His minions have already used COVID to trigger the lie about mRNA vaccines having the power to save human life by hacking into man's genetics, when in fact it hastens the end of life. Since these toxic injections were introduced into human bodies worldwide, nations are reporting excess mortality rates of between 20 and 40%. The United States has seen a drop in the average male lifespan for 3 years running. The numbers of people dying for no apparent reason is unprecedented and unexplained, and yet the media remains silent. They are all bought off by pharma ads and government grants. COVID was a big success in this way. But what will be the basis of the next big AI satanic lie? Will they claim to be able to hatch some type of fake human life, or perhaps breathe life into an inanimate object? Of course they will never succeed, but they will try. Even by their own words, the best they can do is mimic what is God's authentic biological creations, using what's fake to deceive people into thinking it's real. In introducing Gemini on December 6, 2023, Demis Hassabis, the CEO and co-founder of Google DeepMind, states, AI has been the focus of my life's work, as for many of my research colleagues. Ever since programming AI for computer games as a teenager, and throughout my years as a neuroscience researcher trying to understand the workings of the brain, I've always believed that if we could build smarter machines, we could harness them to benefit humanity in incredible ways. Benefit humanity by merging it with machines? This, folks, is the modern Tower of Babel. In their efforts to improve on God's perfect work of creation, they will end up destroying it, or at least a good portion of it. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus or risk being deceived by the world, which is increasingly falling under the rule of Satan's Luciferian minions, and at some point Satan himself will inhabit the soul of a man who seems to hold all the answers to the world's problems. I imagine he will be the first man in history who will manage to ride above the left-right paradigm and be idolized by all segments of society worldwide.